come near to God, and God will come near to you. Jesus, we are here. Spirit, we are here. Look tenderly upon us. Descend upon us. Move through our being. Mighty as thou art, Lord, we come just as we are. So let us each and every one settle our hearts down. Make this a different moment. Make this a special time. A time when you think only of the Lord. A time when you expose your soul to your Maker. Yes, a time when you deeply feel God's presence. And you step into it. Yes, Lord, we come. Fall upon us mightily now by your power. Settle on our hearts. Let us feel your nearness. Help us to do that, Lord. And help us to trust it, to know that God is here. In a more real way than we could ever understand. And that you're here, Lord, to bless us. So let us give our thanks and praise to this God. From your heart, worship the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Adore your Maker. Honor your sovereign Lord. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Lord, we worship you. In spirit and in truth, bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Lord, we come to you as sinners. How we have failed, how we have fallen short. Now let us confess our failings and our faults. Yes, the things we have said that we should not have said, the things we have done that grieve the heart of Almighty God. Lord, you see us. We have sinned. Have mercy upon us, we humbly pray, and forgive us. Open your heart now and receive God's forgiveness. Feel God's love flowing over you. Forgiving you, receiving you, blessing you. Do you sense it? Yes, Lord, we thank you that we are blessed this day. And we thank you for this day that we could pause and think of things concerning our national life, our nation. In particular, Lord, we think of those fighting this day in the interest of our values as a people, those in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places stand in guard. Be with them, O Lord. Overshadow them. Put your angels around them. And how we pray for a day when war would cease and we would all live as one people, one family of God on this earth, caring for each other and loving each other. Lord, do bless our nation, our president, our leaders, those that make decisions for us in every aspect of state life. God bless America. We pray for families that are mourning the loss of loved ones because of current conflicts and more recent conflicts. how, Lord, we ask that you will be their comfort and their peace. Now let us pray for others that we know, people on our hearts. Continue to pray for the family of Reverend Jim Braid, that God would comfort them and sustain them in this time of loss. Now let us thank God for the life of this man who gave great service to this congregation and others. We lift up also Jason Krensky, not doing well today, you know his situation. Come near to God for him now. Lord, here is Jason. You know him, he knows you. Come upon him. Heal and raise him up. And hold his mother and father, his wife and kids and members of this family together in this time. We pray, Lord, for Jan Hunt. Lord, you know this situation, this condition, the need that exists. You're able to do all things. Mercifully draw near to Jan now for healing and strength. And Andrea Feinrich, we also pray, Lord, that you will be with her in this time for healing and strength and a full recovery. For the friends and family of Terry Warden, we pray, Lord, for their comfort in this time of great loss. Walk with them as they go through this valley of the shadow of death. We thank you, Lord, for things we could celebrate, for what Taylor has done. We give you thanks. Let's lift our hearts to God now. Family members and friends, let's remember them, those caring for loved ones at home, for grace and endurance. Pray for our church and its ministry. Offer a prayer for the person seated next to you here today. Just lift that name up. Lord, that you would bless. Come near to God and God will come near to you. Lord, we're here. We're here in the name of the one who taught us in our praying to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. America, 697.
Where my father breeze partake, let frost their silence break, the song prolong. O Father's God, to thee offer of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Love take us by then.
Our reading today from the book of Joshua, chapter 4. Would you please come back here with me? Crossing the Jordan River was an event that the people of Israel should not forget. Therefore, the Lord himself prescribed the memorial for this historic event. After you successfully crossed the Jordan, have 12 men, each one representing a tribe, go into the Jordan, take a stone from the bed of the Jordan River, and establish it in the land as a lasting memorial. Some things should not be forgotten. I read a little story of a woman at a commuter train station. She was in her vehicle, her head bowed over the steering wheel, and she was, from all appearances, in some discomfort. A police officer, seeing that, went over and asked her, "Is anything wrong?" Half crying, half laughing, she said, "For 10 years I have been driving my husband to this station every morning to catch the train. This morning I forgot him." The text implies a different kind of forgetting, a fatal forgetting, that a people is in danger of forgetting the important things of life, their existence. They're even in danger of forgetting the Lord. And so Memorial Day is here to remind us that courageous men and women gave their lives in the interest of freedom and liberty. We are called to remember. While serving as a medic in Vietnam, a man by the name of Brian Rooney came to a mortally wounded soldier, and while he was bending over him trying to read the name on his dog tags, the dying soldier whispered in Rooney's ears just two words Rooney would never forget. He said, "Remember me." Rooney made a promise that day to remember him, and that promise grew on Rooney's heart. It became an obsession. Rooney, a high school science teacher, went on to spend thousands of dollars out of his own pocket. And he also put in hundreds of hours cataloging memorials for the war dead. Going back to the Revolutionary War to the present, he cataloged them. When asked about his mission, he said, "My mission is to bring humanity to every one of these fallen heroes." When the story was reported in the Los Angeles Daily News, May 23, 2003, he had at that time cataloged 8,600 memorials in 50 states. He understood something, a good piece of wisdom. A man is not dead until he is forgotten. And so today we are called to join men like Brian Rooney and remember those who gave their lives. To remember those who have fallen. To remember those who are still fighting. So, what about Memorial Day for you? What is it about? The Memorial Day sales? The bargains we could get for Memorial Day? The barbecue, the get-together? Well, please, some of these things have their place. I won't argue against that. But it's about more. So let us look at this today, Memorial Day. Memorial Day is here to inform us. For Israel, the 12 stones taken out of the Jordan told a story. What's the story? We were on our journey to the land of promise. We came to the Jordan River, which was at flood stage. We could not cross over on our own. But the waters parted before the ark of the God of Israel, and we crossed over on dry land. Those 12 stones inform us about that event. So Memorial Day is here to inform us about some things, friends. To inform us about, let us say, the reality of war. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us, to everything there's a season and a time. A time for war and a time for peace. Today we are at war. For as we celebrate this, our fighting men and women are in Afghanistan, Iraq. It's a time for war. Memorial Day also informs us about the necessity of war. Evil and oppression exist. You listen to the news, you know what is happening in a place like Syria. America won its independence through a war. There's a time for war. And for all that you hear about withdrawing from Afghanistan, withdrawing from Iraq, there is no peace until there is a conclusive victory. Without a victory, we will be fighting this war indefinitely. Memorial Day informs us about the horrors of war. It's reality, it's necessity. So today as we celebrate it, let us be informed about what we deal with when we think of war and memorials. Albert Einstein puts it well for us. So long as they are men, there will be war. We should also be informed about the unintended consequences of war. We talk about our casualties. In 2011 in Afghanistan, more than 3,000 civilians were killed due to war. 4,500 were injured due to war. And all war dead is more than we could imagine. We lost 407,000 in World War II, 54,000 the Korean War, 58,000 in Vietnam. As of February this year, 4,484 in Iraq, 1,893 in Afghanistan. War, Memorial Day, puts it in our face. This is what it is. But all is not in vain, friends. Our men and women fight for a good cause, to free people. And where people have accepted freedom, today they are free to pray and free to worship and free to speak and free to vote. Someone put it very nicely. Here's some of it. It is the soldier, not the theologian, that gives us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, that gives us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the protester on the street corner, who gives us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier whose coffin is draped with the American flag who has secured freedom for those who want to burn the flag. Memorial Day. It informs us, tells us what war is about. It brings it home in a very real way. Set up these stones as a memorial. There are some things we should remember. But secondly, Memorial Day is not only here to inform us, it is here to instruct us. It is informative, it is instructive. The stones stand for something that happened a long time ago. The stones stand for something, and they continue to tell us what they stand for. And so we are to learn something from the past. We tend to forget the price that was paid. We are inclined to deny the power that delivered us. We are inclined to forget the hand that fed us, the light that led us. And I don't know why in this country, friends, so many people are quick to deny what this country truly is all about. War memorials remind us. They hate to instruct us. So verse 6 and 7 of the text, you want to look at that with me? So they're told that they're to set them up, one for each tribe, verse 6, so that this may be a sign among you, a memorial, a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, what do those stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, so these stones shall be to the Israelites a memorial forever. When your children ask, tell them. Memorials are here to instruct us. Gather your children around these stones and let them hear the story of God's deliverance. Let them learn. Instruct them. So what are they to remember? They are to remember God parting the Jordan and bringing them. And so I would venture to say, friends, Memorial Day is here for us not so much to remember war, but to remember the God who delivers us in time of war. We are here to remember the virtues for which we fight, not so much victims and victors. For if a nation truly remembers God, there would be fewer wars. We would know the way of peace. We would beat our plowshares, sorry, our swords into plowshares. When your children ask, instruct them. God brought us out of Egypt. God led us. We are a nation under. When your children ask. I was looking at the National Education Association website in preparing the message. I was looking at lesson plans used to teach children in our schools about the meaning of Memorial Day. There was no mention of
God at all. Now we know why we're not talking about that. We know why it is so. So your sons and daughters, your grandchildren are told America is America. We are where we are and who we are just on our own strength. You know, we can do it. Yes, we can. That's an arrogance that will bring a fall. Are we here just on our own strength? What do you think? Did we do it all on our own? What do you think? There is this tendency to rewrite the past and write God out. When your children ask, tell them what God. So we are to be instructed about war. How is it that the dominant memorials are war memorials? Visit Washington, D.C. I think every kid should be taken to Washington, D.C. to see monuments. Well, go to the Soviet Union. You talk about war memorials, that's the land of war memorials, in my judgment. How is it the dominant ones are war memorials? How is it that it seems to me that the presidents we call great were wartime presidents? What about war? The political state exists for war. I remember as a youngster watching one Caribbean nation, Trinidad and Tobago, get its independence and come up to nationhood. One of the first things they did was establish a military. It's about war. When your children ask, tell them God. We need to tell our children something. The experts in homeland security say the biggest threat is no longer coming from the dusty landscape of Afghanistan or the mountain regions of Pakistan. Instead, these experts are saying the threat now comes from within our own borders in the form of homegrown terrorists. Daniel Boyd of North Carolina proclaimed himself as a jihadist. He said, I love jihad. I love to stand there and fight for the sake of Allah. Who taught Boyd? Was Boyd baptized in one of our churches? Was he confirmed in one? Who raised him? He hates America. Major Hadal Hassan of the Fort Hood shooting, radical Muslim, wants to kill Americans. John Walker Lynn fighting against America with the Taliban in Afghanistan. These are our kids. When your children ask, what are we telling them? Memorial Day is a day around a barbecue or whatever you do to tell Johnny, to tell Mary, what this is all about, to remember the Lord. Thirdly and finally, Memorial Day, not just here to inform us and instruct us, but I think this is a day that could inspire us. The generation that's crossing the Jordan would one day go off the scene. A new generation of people would come up in the land. The 12 stones set up would remind them. So the Lord said to them, in time to come, when your children ask, what do those stones mean? You could tell them. The memorial is there to inspire. Yes, a generation may come that may wonder whether God really delivered his people. the stones would tell the story. And so today in our country, we need some things to inspire us, to inspire our younger people, to be loyal Americans, to be willing to die for the values of the land. We need a generation of flag-loving Americans. We must raise them. And how we remember a day like this, how we remember the heroes of the past, how we value the service of our men and women in uniform would tell our youngsters much about how we love and value the country. George Washington said, "The willingness with which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportioned to the way they perceive the veterans of earlier wars being treated well and being appreciated by the nation." If we don't treat the current generation of veterans well, how would we get the next generation of fighting men and women? The great war memorials tell a story. They tell us a story of a time when people loved freedom more than life. That should inspire us. They tell us of a time when Americans went out and delivered other people for their sake, not for our sake. I get a little upset inside when I hear people saying, "I care about the troops, not about the conflict. We're only fighting for land and oil." Friends, if we fight for oil, why are we paying so much for a gallon of gasoline? Huh? It's time we get cheap oil, wouldn't you think? And for all the lands that America has delivered, we have never claimed an inch of soil for our own. I think it was Colin Powell said, "All we have asked of these people is sufficient land to bury our dead." We have given the blood of our youth and the bounty of our treasury to set other people free. We need to let our youngsters know the just cause for which we fight, so that they too would take up the cause in years to come. Years ago, at I think it was 1984, the Republican National Convention, Jean Kirkpatrick made a speech. And her speech had a refrain that rang and rang and rang. She would talk about America's enemies and critics abroad and at home. And she had a powerful punchline: "They always blame America first. They always blame America first." And sadly to say, that's where we are today. If our youth were to believe many of the things they hear in the media about America, they will think America is an evil place. We are just into grabbing oil and land and killing other people. They would believe that the real threat in the world is not Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or radical Islam. They would think the real threat is America. I've seen and heard this displayed myself, friends. And our youth would think that America is not deserving of their sacrifices. Memorial Day calls upon us to start changing this, to inspire the young. When your children ask, inspire them in a way that would unite the country. We have a story to tell on a day like this, a story that could inspire trust in God, love for country, pride in being an American, as Lee Greenwood would tell us, a story that would say, you too should be ready to stand up for the God-inspired values your forefathers died for. Memorial Day calls us to look at the past and look at ourselves. It instructs us about this thing we call war. It informs us about this thing called war. It inspires us to be all that we could be, to be the best for God and country. God bless America. Amen. Amen. Number 431, let there be peace on earth.
Ask indeed that there would be peace on earth and peace here in America and peace in our homes and peace in our hearts. Let there be peace on earth. Now think of some place. Think of some country where you long for peace. And say the name of that country before the Lord, saying, Lord, let there be peace. Lord, let there be peace in Israel. Let there be peace in Afghanistan. Let us name places in our hearts. Let us name places in our hearts. And let us remember this day in our prayers, so that when we see peace, we will remember we prayed for peace. Lord, for Iraq, let there be peace. For Syria, for North Korea, Iran, let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace in my heart. In the name of Christ. Amen. Now let us get